over 1 million raised in bumper auction. Bargain hunters came out in force to Roscommon bumper auction last Friday when 10 out of 12 properties under the hammer sold, raking in more than 1 million. Held in the central bar in Roscommon on Friday afternoon last, the auction attracted more than 150 people, including in the portfolio of properties, some of which belong to the estate of the late Finnan Raftery, where houses, pubs and land, fetching in total 1.65 million. Three of Roscommon's best known pubs went under the hammer on the day. O'Brien's Bar Public House in the Crockery sold for 117,000. Dalton's Public House in Fuerty was purchased for 225,000. And Paddy Finn's Public House in Kilteven, the highest selling property, was at 247,000. Four Rose man Joe Guilty, who purchased Dalton's, which came with five bedroom accommodation, explained that his reason behind purchasing the pub came down to price. I couldn't believe the value of the pub, so I thought I'd go for it. It was too tempting an offer to pass by. Dalton's is an excellent pub with loyal customers and is doing a great trade. It's hard to believe that you can buy such a great traditional pub for 80,000 less than the reserve, he said. Friday's auction was conducted by joint agents Property Partners Airlie and Era Oates Auctioneers, who noted that this is one of the largest attended auctions for some time in the region. Only two properties, a semi-detached residence in Roscommon and a three-story townhouse in Strokeshan, were not sold on the day. The agent commented, "The results achieved at this auction highlighted what has been happening for a number of months in the local market. The public has identified with the value in the market and sales have increased dramatically as a result. The level of interest expressed in the properties was significant and the prices achieved were directed in line with the market average at the current time and are encouraging going forward. It is worth noting that it is the first time in nearly 4 years the price have stopped falling." The agent concluded by saying that the two properties withdrawn at the auction were now under offer less than their minimum reserve and they were invariably viewed increased offers for immediate sale.